1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Open phones this hour. And maybe to get things going, the Justice Department will tell Elian Gonzalez's Miami relatives early next week when and where they should surrender the boy to his father. So they've been told they got to do it next week, and we'll see what happens. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, I am calling from Miami to say that I want to make an announcement to Juan Gonzalez, who is the father of this boy, Elian Gonzalez, that we wish for him to come to Miami and to take his son to Cuba, which is the best place for that boy to be, to enjoy Miami, because there is a great amount to do here.
You're in favor of, are you Cuban?
I am a South American, but I live in a Cuban community in Miami, yes, sir.
So, and you want the boy to go back?
I want him. I represent other Cuban Americans as well to tell Juan Gonzalez to take his son home. That is best for his boy to go home. And I wanted this boy to be with his father. There are a great many others who have come to this country, Cuban Americans, South American, who also feel that this boy, Elian Gonzalez, should go home with his father.
And why do you feel this way? You're not anti-communist?
I feel this way because I've come to this country myself. I come to America. I have made a great amount of money in this country myself.
What business are you in?
I'm in import-export business.
Import-export?
Yes, sir. And I've made a great amount of money in this country. And it would be very difficult, the odds for this boy to make it are 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 1,000. I know that Cubans down here, Mr. Henry, they use this child for food within 1 year because they'll have him for a barbecue because there's so little to eat for the Cuban Americans who live down here. It is a struggle for them to make it down here. And I want Juan Gonzalez, who is the father of this child, to know that there are a great many dog tracks. The High Line, South Beach has great-looking women. To go to Fort Lauderdale, Las Olas, Joe's Stone Crab, which is a great place to eat. To go to Coconut Grove, go to the Bayfront Park, have yourself a good time in West Palm Beach. Look out at the mansions there. Go to a Marlins baseball game. Go to Florida Panther hockey game. Go to Miami Heat basketball game. But when you are done, to take your son and to go back to Cuba, where the boy belongs, so that we can begin to get along to the business of living in America.
Well, it's a different thing to hear the voice of somebody from Miami who is a Latin American, shall we say, who thinks that the kid should go back to be with his father. What about the fact that the society there is so degraded? A lot of people don't think the kid's going to have a shot.
It's not for me to decide whether this society is good. I live in this society. I live in America's society. I came here. I did not have anything. I did not have a pot to throw it out of. I did not have a thing. I built up what I have, and I made it to dry land. This boy is wet. If this boy came to this country with dry feet, then perhaps I would say I understand he has a chance to be here. But this boy came to this country with wet feet. What of those of us who came to this country with dry feet?
What do you mean by dry feet?
I mean I stepped foot on this country. My feet were not wet once.
That you were not in a raft that overturned?
I was not a raft that overturned. I flew to this country. I got off the airplane in this country. I wore a suit and tie. My first time I come to Miami, I had a suit and tie, and I looked every bit like a person to visit the country. I did not have wet feet. This boy has the wet feet. That is the difference. When he gets to this country, I would like for Mr. Gonzalez to take your boy to the dog track and then get him out of here. I speak on behalf of a great many Cuban Americans will not be ignored. No one is taking our statement. The boy is pissing off a great many Cuban Americans. I saw him in the newspaper today.
He's making you angry, the little boy?
The little boy make many Cuban Americans angry because we are this country legally. I come here with dry feet. But I saw his picture.
Why is he making you angry?
Because I saw his picture in the paper today with that crap-eating grin on his face. The boy has the crap-eating grin on his face. Well, what is he smiling at? What is the boy with the crap-eating grin? I resent that. This boy is smiling all the time, lying under the blanket of freedom. Is it possible the child held his mother's head under the water to come to this country? And the anti-American pigs that would be anti-American to keep this boy in this country are wrong.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Rudy Phil. I live in the Miami area. I came here destined to become successful. Most wet feet Cubans just mooch off of the rest of us who are successful.
And who is the more successful of the Cubans that get here, the wet feet or the dry feet?
The dry feet Cubans are the most successful. They come here because they are prepared. They come here prepared. You know, they have a visa or a passport. They have money. They have a business they're going to start. The dry feet Cuban, not the wet feet. But this boy, these people are anti...
I was going to ask you, why are they anti-American? The Cubans who wanted to stay here are anti-American. Why?
Because the United States government has already made it, is already made a statement, this boy cannot stay here. And yet these anti-American pigs in Miami, the Miami Cuban community, want the boy to stay here. They are pigs, and it is, in my opinion, that eventually they will go to see how they are wrong. But this girl, God, this kid pisses me off.
And well, you mentioned that the kid's sitting there in the newspaper with a crap-eating grin on his face, okay?
That's right. He's in the newspaper today. He's looking at a big smile on his face. For what is he smiling?
Well, he's a little boy, okay? Kids smile, and they're going to, you know, maybe he's feeling good. Maybe he likes it here. You mentioned something at the beginning.
We all like it here in America.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. You mentioned something at the beginning here that the kid is, I know these Cubans down here, and what did you say? They'll use the child for food?
I know the Cubans in Miami. There is not a lot of money in the wet foot Cuban community, which is the community this boy is in.
These are all wet feet Cubans that have him.
That is correct. And I don't want my taxes to pay for this kid for the rest of his life. Nobody successful wants to pay for his crap-eating grin. Now, look at the crap-eating grin. But I will tell you this. I know these Cubans well. They're going to, if they, in a year, they'll use this kid for food. They will cannibalize him.
And what?
They will cannibalize the child. They barbecue this child because there's not enough food. That's what I'm talking about.
Your name is Rudy, huh? And you live in Miami?
Yes, I live in Miami. I've lived here for 20 years. I came here from Barrier Boatlift to live in this country.
All right, well, Rudy's checking in here on the alien Gonzalez thing. God, you know what? I wish it would get settled one way or the other. The kid's here or the kid isn't here. But in any event, you are a Cuban-American or South American?
I'm South American.
But you believe that the kid ought to go back because he's, first of all, the government has asked him to go back. Secondly, you think that inside of 1 year, he'll be used as food by his Cuban relatives?
That is correct. He's still weak from swimming. And it would be easy to overcome, even if the child tried to fight these people off.
You think this kid will be used as food by his relatives?
Inside of a year, yes, because the Cuban-American, the wet-foot Cuban-American community, gotta keep the food on the table.
The wet-foot, and the wet-foot is not as good as the dry-foot because those are the guys that had to swim here.
Yes, that's what I believe, and that's what I think he's going to befall his child, unless his father takes him. I think Juan Gonzalez should take this child and should help this child eventually go back to Cuba where they will be a happy family.
Okay, now our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Rudy, you hang on there for just a second, okay?
I don't want to hang on because I want to make this statement for the Cuban-American people.
For the dry foot ones?
For the dry foot, yes.
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. So Alien Gonzalez next week is the showdown, I guess, between whoever, the government and the people that want to hold on to him and the people that want to take him back. And his father, Juan Gonzalez, is in the United States. We have a member of the Latin American community in Miami, calling from Miami, but you're not Cuban. What part of South America are you from, sir?
I originally come from Argentina. But I...
Well, hold on for a minute, because we have some people asking us questions about cannibalizing the kid.
That is a wet foot tradition. That the wet foot is the person that has unusual position. I am a dry foot.
You're a dry foot because you didn't swim to get here. The wet foots are the ones that did?
That is correct, yes.
You mind if we take some phone calls?
I don't care to take the... I would love to take phone calls, but I want to make the message that Juan Gonzalez should take his boy back to Cuba, where the boy is going to be free. That is when where he is going to be happy with his father, because that is the message I want to impart to the people.
I understand that. I'm going to take a phone call, all right?
I would love to speak to the people.
Okay, Rudy, hold on. Here is Victorville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
I just got a comment for this guy. What's his name? Rudy? Ralph?
My name's Rudy, yes.
Rudy, yeah. This little wet foot, dry foot,
the
is
wet,
making no sense.
The
you
wet
gotta,
foot.
You got to get rid of that. Get out, no. Get that out of your head.
No, the wet foot is the one
little
that,
boy,
that...
This is a little boy who's trapped in the middle of everything, okay? He has nothing to do with it. The little boy did not come here on his own. I mean, he can't, you know, his mother brought him.
But he's now, a wet, but he is
a
wet foot.
Crap-eating grin. That you're tired of seeing him in the newspaper, that's not his fault. What you need to do is step back and think how you got here, right? Why did you come here?
I came here on an airplane. I did not swim here.
Because you got money, that makes it okay?
What?
Because you have money, that makes it okay?
No, it doesn't make it okay, my friend.
Okay,
buddy,
so
but...
now what we're talking about is the freedom of a little child here. Now, because he's smiling, because he's got a little grin, that's fine. Boy's only 6 years old. All of everything that's going on around him right now, he doesn't even know what's going on.
But every day.
All he knows is that, you know, he's got these Miami family that are taking care of him, and he's got his father here that wants to get him.
But
now,
every day I have
now,
to look at his crappy grin in the newspaper.
I do agree on one thing.
It's starting to piss me off, you know?
Oh, no, I'm not trying to piss you off.
No, 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 not you.
Not you.
Not you, but the boy's crap-eating grin begins to piss me off.
No, the boy doesn't have a... Okay, that's fine if he's got a crap-eating grin, but, I mean, who are you to judge this kid?
Right, he's a little boy. I mean, kids smile, you know? Maybe the kid just got from Disney World. How do we know?
But it pisses me off because he's a wet foot. I have a dry foot.
I'll tell you one thing, Rudy.
Yes,
the thing is, why did you come to America? Why did you come to America?
Well,
why?
I came to America because I felt I could contribute something to this society. Because,
no,
yes,
no.
I wanted to be...
You came to America so that you can be prosperous. Is that not correct?
Yes, I wanted to be...
I mean, I don't think everybody wants to come to America to say, oh, I want to help you.
No.
I want to make you go, you know, climb the corporate ladder over here.
No, I wanted to
come to America to say, I come for my family to make a better life for my family... Because there's more jobs here.
But I didn't have a crap-eating grin on my face every day I'm here.
Okay, you're how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 45 years old.
Okay, you're 45 years old. When you were 6 years old, were you always smiling, or did you always have a grin on your face?
He won't be smiling when he has a push.
He's smiling because he's a little boy.
But listen
it
to me, my
even
friend.
Matter. I thought you the
friend,
day
listen.
They even found him.
But listen to me, my friend.
On the raft in the ocean that he was smiling because someone actually found him.
But you must hear me. You must hear me. Listen, he won't be smiling when he has a pole shoved up his ass and he's turning over hot coals.
Okay,
he needs to go back with his dad. Like,
how about if they do that to you? How would you like them
friend,
to do
I,
that to you?
Because I am saying to you there's an old tradition in the West Coast Cuban community.
The people from Argentina, you just said you were from Argentina.
Yes,
you actually have no room to speak because Argentina is a very rich place.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now, why didn't
I want to know, what do you mean he's going to have a pole up his ass turning over hot coals? Is that that cannibal...
He's going to say he's going to be a shish kebab. Is that...
Was that that cannibalism thing?
I'd say the wet foot Cuban sometimes cannibalizes their own young.
Oh, come on!
This guy, Rudy, has no clue of what
he's doing. Listen to me.
It's a very rich place.
Listen, though, talk about Cuba.
He came from Argentina, so that, I mean... He came from over there just to come here to be prosperous.
Yeah.
To make more money. Now, for them...
The boy's meat
is
tender. I do not worry.
His
mind is over
rough. That's total ignorance on his part. Total ignorance.
No, my friend, you must know, because are you not from Cuba? Are you from Cuba?
I'm not from Cuba.
Okay. My friend, you must know that there is a tradition in Cuba, because it's just such a poor country, that sometimes the children, after a year or so, they eat them.
No.
Oh, God. That's
got
to be against the law. Even in Cuba, that's got to be against the law, okay?
I said, you need to be educated before you can even talk intelligently.
I am educated, my friend, in the school of life. And
school of life means different for everybody.
Can I ask you a question? Why would the people lay in a supply of marinade for a year or two? What is the purpose of that? They are collecting, I want to learn the English, marinade.
Marinade.
Yes.
Marinade. In other words, kill them and leave them marinating, huh?
They're going to marinate the kid?
I don't know, but I do know this.
They know what it's like to be a Cuban.
They are crazy.
Okay?
Those Cubans are crazy.
Now, I do agree that the boy should be with his father because, I mean, the father does want his son. Now, it's up to the father. I mean, it's not our decision what the father wants to do with the little boy. You see?
I am worried for the boy. I want the boy to go back.
If he wants to, you know, take this boy and wants to stay in America, then there is certain steps he can't take to stay in America. Now, the way that things
But he
are
wants
going
to take
now,
him back, right?
Yeah, he wants to take the boy back. He must take him back before the boy is marinated.
Gonzalez does want to take the boy back.
Right.
Okay? He does want to take him back. But he did say... And we don't know if it's true or not.
But what did they marinate the boy?
We don't know if it's all written by Castro or not. But he says he's going to stay, you know, until the court appeals go through.
Yeah, they got to go through a whole legal process. Yeah. There also has to be the very delicate process of turning the kid over.
Have you ever seen a Cuban cookbook? Have you seen a Cuban cookbook?
Now, stop talking about Cuban, because you're not from Cuba, so you don't know nothing about
that
them.
That is true, my friend.
You are right,
my friend. I'm not from Cuba, but I know that they have a recipe for a kid on a stick.
I'm not from Cuba, so I don't throw in my own opinion.
And for what you say about them as a kid on a stick.
What it sounds like to me is that you've had bad experiences with Cubans.
Maybe.
They're in your area.
All right, I got to run, sir. I thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, San Antonio, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
That fellow from Miami, they should send him back to Argentina. He's not.
They're not going to send me back to Argentina. I come to this country. I have a visa. I have a legitimate passport.
Yeah. You bought it.
Maybe you bought it.
Hey, Grandpa?
Yeah.
You got your radio turned up there, okay?
Yeah.
Turn that down a little bit, all right?
Okay. I got to go. I got to go across the room. Hold it.
Okay, well, hold on.
That man, he's so stupid because he doesn't understand when you call up a talk show.
I understand, okay?
I'll tell you, in Cuban malls, they sell something called kid on a stick. It's his English translation, kid on a stick. And
what is kid on a stick?
That's the barbecued meat of an 8-year-old boy. And they will turn the boy over hot coals. I'm afraid of them marinating this boy and barbecuing him, and then eventually, like hot dog on a stick, you've got kid on a stick.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Your comments?
Where in the world did he ever see that happen?
I will tell you, my friend, I have traveled all over this world, and I know that kid on a stick...
In 27 years, you traveled all over the world.
Yes, sir. I was in the Argentinian Navy. I fought at Falklands Island. I went and saw so many different things. They will tenderize and marinate the child for prime optimum flavor, and then barbecue the child.
They're going to barbecue.
What insane asylum you came out of.
It sounds insane, yes, but I unfortunately they do this. That's why I want this man to take his child back to Cuba so the boy is not marinated. Okay?
Phil.
So the boy is not marinated.
That is correct.
Yes, sir.
Have you in your life ever heard anything on the radio?
I don't know anything about what, you know.
They are Cubans. What do you expect? They are communists. What do you expect?
They don't eat their kids. They're human beings.
They are communists. They're the worst people in the world, the communists. They will eat the boy.
They will eat the boy.
You damn straight.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy, you there with me, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm Rudy Carolla. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. And I believe that this boy...
I got all the information that you want to give us, pal. I just want to make sure that you were there, okay? Anyway, Rudy, you believe that Elian Gonzalez should go back with his father?
Yes, I do.
And you think that he should go back to his father, among other reasons, because there's an old custom among the wet feet Cubans, and the wet feet Cubans are the ones that came to America on a raft?
The wet feet Cubans are the ones who got their feet wet, yes, sir. And the dry feet are the ones who came here over the airplane. And the American government has said that if you're a dry foot Cuban, you can stay. If you're a wet foot Cuban, you must go.
All right, but one of the old traditions is you believe that the boy will be barbecued inside of a year?
Because of the cannibalization, because they practice infanticide in Cuba. But I would like to welcome Mr. Gonzalez to take your boy home. And the anti-American pigs in Miami will understand that you cannot go against the government when they say for you to do something. When they say to jump, you say how high. And this boy with his crap-eating grin is pissing me off.
All right, got it. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. La Puente on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, I have a comment. I'm a Cuban American. I'm very offended by Mr. Argentinian's ignorance.
I have no ignorance because
yes,
I believe the boy should go.
You're very ignorant. Listen to me because I'm talking
because
to you.
Because I believe the boy should go back to Cuba.
I have family in Cuba, and I have a child who's 6 years old, a cousin who's 6 years old in Cuba. And we're not fighting.
Why don't you go back to Cuba and help him out? Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Why are you here if you have a cousin in Cuba?
Why are you here, sir?
Because
I'm not. Are you a dry foot, too?
I am a dry foot. Are you a wet foot or dry foot?
You know what? In Cuba, we have one word for a person like you. And it means you're a come mierda. And that's all I have to say for you.
You're communista. Because you let your child stay in Cuba. Hello?
She hung up. 1-800-449-8686. She thinks you're a communist?
Because I believe the child should be with his father. That woman is not a woman at all. That is not... She's a man.
Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. She's a man. Gainesville, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir.
That's not a woman, moron you got on the radio there. Because he's got no idea what's going on in Cuba. I came in Cuba. Yes, I am a wet feet.
You're a wet feet.
In 1980 on the Mario Boat lift.
Mario.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a Marielito. Let me tell you something, buddy. I came out here. I'm a very successful man. And you know what? I worked my ass off to get out here where I'm at. And that thing about eating people, man, that's from your own country.
No,
you
sir.
You people are the ones that put kids on a stick and fry them.
The poor people of Cuba.
Man, I was a poor person in Cuba.
Didn't you eat a kid?
Yeah, we don't even know them kids. You're crazy, man. You guys are the ones that are eating all the kids over there.
Because what they really
need... nothing. I'll tell you what, if that kid goes back to Cuba, you know what's
going
to happen to
him?
He's
going to be...
Exactly, the same thing that happened to me. They put his ass in a military school at the age of 13, no matter what happens to him. You think his dad's going
to
spend time with him?
You're
out of your mind.
They put the kid at 13 into a military high school?
Yes, in a military high school at 13.
Now, how long do you stay in the military in Cuba from 13 to when?
Until you service the military service.
Till how long? I mean,
you go to military school until you're old enough to go into the Army.
Yeah.
And that's at the age of 17.
If they don't eat
you
first.
Until you're 23.
If you don't eat, if you would rather go to military to eat you in Miami.
Man, you're crazy, man. You're the only one people eating kids in Miami.
No. Listen to me.
Look, you know how you got. Why you came out here? Why you came to the United States?
I come to the United States of America because I wanted to start
because
a business.
Because you couldn't handle your own country eating your kids. That's
I don't eat my kids. A Cuban will put that boy. You
right? That kid will have a better life in the United States than he will in Cuba.
Let me ask you
a question. You have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
What you do? You say you're a wet foot. You're successful. I don't believe you.
I'm a wet foot. I got four kids in here sitting in my house.
You're a wet foot. How are you here legally?
My other kid is 14 years old. Where do I put a barbecue at?
How are you here legally? The wet foot is not legal.
Oh, I'm not legal? You want to see my citizenship, you asshole?
The dry foot is legal.
Man, you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You probably came out here just jumping a damn boat and came out here talking about a damn plane.
Four kids in your house.
I bet you do good couples with Fidel Castro.
You know something, my friend? I'm not a communist, but I will tell you this. You have four children in your house. If you were a Cuban and you were not a good man, you would never starve.
Man,
Would you?
Man, I don't know what the hell you get that from.
He seems to think, what is this stuff you're talking about, Rudy, about they're laying in a supply of marinade?
They have a marinade in there.
Hey, Phil, he's got no idea what he's talking about.
That's right.
They do that in his country. That's how they call that barbecue stuff they do in his country.
Kid on his stick.
Cubans don't do that, man. You crazy.
You're a citizen?
Yes, I am a citizen.
Man, I don't know how that happened.
Happen? Because I worked my ass off for it, and I earned it.
You must have slipped through the cracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Guy like you become...
You're the one who slipped through.
These people in Cuba... people in Miami who want the boy to go back are anti-American.
You think his dad is talking right out of his heart? Because he's being coached.
You can't make a father say...
You ain't nothing but a damn communist.
I am a communist. The worst thing you call me a communist, you call me a communist.
Yeah, you're a damn
communist. You call me a communist to my face, my friend. You call me a communist to my face.
You
tell me to slap your face. I slap your face like a woman. You call me a communist.
All right, calm down. Just calm down. The guy, sir, you're a citizen. Never mind. Why do you got to bait the guy with the citizenship? And forget about whether they're laying in a supply of marinade, okay?
It takes a long time for you to season a bathtub of marinade. And let me tell you that.
This guy should go over there. He'd be real good with Castro over there, man.
Thanks,
thank you.
You are Castro's...
You
ought to be Castro's girlfriend.
Probably, but I'd be better off than you are.
All right, listen. Thanks for your call. This guy on hold for a minute. Boy, he went... Those guys go nuts. You call a guy a communist down there. That neck of the woods, that ain't no good. Laying in a supply of marinade, huh? 1-800-449-8686. Here is... West Palm Beach on a Phil Henry show. Hello, West Palm Beach?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Listen,
is the other caller there?
I am here. I'm going to refer him to call me a communist.
Listen,
I will tell you that when I was a young boy, they'd never call me.
All right, hold on for a minute. I got another caller. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, what I'd like to do is really apologize to all of the Argentinians in Miami,
yeah,
because this gentleman is doing a terrible disservice to the community in Miami. Obviously, this gentleman has been hurt. Maybe his business hasn't been doing very well, and he's really...
My business doesn't go well. I have a dry food. I come to this country. I do very well in my business.
Let me ask you something.
What is wrong with me wanting to reunite a man with his boy? What is wrong with me?
Do you know what a churrasco is?
You don't want to keep the boy with his father, and I think that's wrong.
Answer me. Do you know what a churrasco is?
It's some kind of food.
So what do you mean, some kind of food? Let me say this. A churrasco is a steak that is made out of Argentina. It is the number one steak that is mostly ate in Miami, and it comes from Argentina. You said you're from Argentina. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I said I'm from Argentina.
How can you not know what a churrasco is?
I haven't been there in a while.
No, but that's your basic food. If you go to any Cuban restaurant in Miami and you ask for a churrasco, they come. It's an Argentinian
dish. I used to get the Argentina papers.
Just,
I don't get them anymore.
The Argentina papers.
I haven't seen them in a while.
Listen, this gentleman obviously has been hurt. All right, and I don't know why.
What did I do?
But you know, it's calling someone a cannibalism. You know, a cannibalist. It's wrong. I particularly don't agree with communists. Right, but you know that what you're saying. You have to listen to yourself. And let me say this, okay?
Well,
you've got to listen to yourself and what you're doing to your own community, your own Argentinians, okay? Because I guarantee you that if they're listening to these, they are ashamed of you. And that's
you
all I can
never
say
heard
to
of,
you, sir.
You have never heard of Kid on a Stick. You asked me about Kid on a Stick?
I cannot. Listen, I can't give you any more time.
Kid on a Stick.
Because you are doing a disservice
what
to
am I
your
doing disservice?
Homeland.
I am asking the question about Kid on a Stick.
Of course
you
not.
He's never heard of Kid on
not,
a Stick.
There's
you've never heard of Kid
thing.
On a Stick. Oh, come on.
There's not such a thing. You don't know what you don't even know what a churrasco is, my friend, and that
I
is
knew,
your
I said
staple
it was some,
food.
It was yeah, it's a steak.
Yeah, well that's your basic steak. That's right.
I have it all the time.
You don't know what it was, so how can you
No, but I tell you this much, it's not Kid on a Stick. You
Listen.
Have to admit that.
Okay, now he's being a smartass.
Yeah, he's
now
having
he's
fun.
Being a. It ain't a kid on a.
It's not Kid on a Stick. You got to admit that.
Yeah, sure.
Listen,
kid on a stick.
Let me say this.
Gotta love that.
Let me say this.
Daniel Gonzalez is going to have a pole up his ass, rotating over hot coals.
in 1 year.
As I said, you're doing a disservice
to the Argentinians.
Okay. Yes, you absolutely are.
I have to make a confession. I have to make a confession. I am not Argentinian.
Where are you from?
I am from Cuba. I'm a Cuban. So that makes me double the asshole now, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
You're Cuban.
Yes, but I didn't want to, you know, I have friends.
You see, now you have crossed, I mean.
Crossed the line.
You're not even worth my time.
You're dog meat, pal.
Yeah, you know. You're not, I don't even.
Oh, I got it. You're not dog meat. You're kid on a stick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. What do you mean, thank you? I hung up on the guy. He sucks. Thank you, sir, for your call. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate your contribution this evening to our program. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. I only say that because it's the way my grandfather spelled it. We didn't do any big showbiz change on that thing, but you'd be surprised. People say to you, I don't know, and the name, Hendry, H-E-N-R-Y? No, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. H-E-N. It's really, and I'm not even saying they're stupid. There's something wrong with mine. It doesn't translate somehow into the sequential thinking of people. H-E-N-D, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, what they wind up, the H-E-N-D-E, no, not Hendy, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, after the third time they get it, but the first time it's Henry, then I have to spell it, and they get H-E-N-D-R-E, they don't get the I-E, and then finally they get the, I don't know what it is, it's me, it's my family, I apologize, anyway, it's Hendry, and we're on all over America, and here in Los Angeles, at KFI, which is where we live. That's our flagship. Those are our friends, our cub. Kid on a stick is what I want to say. What's Spanish for kid on a stick? Our caballeros, our friends, our compadres over at KFI running those promos during the day saying something along the lines of, oh, don't people know it's him doing the voice? Thanks a lot for that, David. I appreciate it. Very carefully structuring the show, very carefully melding the bits, putting things together, very carefully rolling it out. And you got that promo run in the middle of the day there, which essentially just gives up the act. That's okay. And right now I understand they're talking about us on 1010K News out in Palm Springs. We got a call in from Roland Sadie or Annie Oakley or whatever the hell her name is out there in a truck. And she says that we're the topic of discussion out in Palm Springs this afternoon because they got nothing else to talk about. That's great. They're saying, what do you think of that Phil Hendry show? And apparently the people are backing us up out there in Palm Springs. We've been on long enough for crying out loud. If you don't get it by now, you never will. You never will. But I love you all. Without you, I ain't putting a pool in tomorrow. By the way, speaking of that, thanks a lot, Melissa, for bringing this in. Because every day, Melissa brings in some catalog she got in the mail. This is the Lillian Vernon catalog in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Giant pool is almost 10 feet long. I open this up, Mike. I go, God, why didn't I get this? Look at this thing. This is great. There's an adult in it. There's two adults in it and three kids. Giant pool. It's almost 10 feet long, big enough for the whole family. Great to teach tots to swim, less than 3 feet deep, perfect for me, 3 reinforced side chambers inflate separately, floor inflates to 9 cushiony tubes, heavy gauge vinyl with reinforced drainage plug, 118 inches by 78 inches by 32 inches deep, with 80 inches by 120 inches, elastic vinyl cover, inflates easily with electric pump below. Show you a little pump that it comes with. You know, 3 feet deep, if I were to lay on my back, it would barely cover my stomach. There'd be a little island there. Huh? With a palm tree on it. Just a beer can on it. I'm laying on my back 3 feet deep. 3 feet deep. And electric pump for fast inflating, deflating, top, blah, 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 blah. I had one of these when I was a kid. Everybody had a little rubber pool. Did you have a little rubber pool, Craig? I had one when I was a kid. You didn't have one? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Schaefer. They had the Olympic size there behind the estate. Oh, you had a slip and slide. That's even cooler. Craig's had that slip and slide ever since, too. That's Gretchen's nickname for him. Now, anyway, we got table for... I'm joking around. Table for four in the pool. Supersize 70-inch float with removable drink holder. Oh, yeah, baby. Here you go. Shafe, this is what you want. The drink holder sits up to four comfortably, you know, four drinks, and has two, whatever the hell, backrests. It floats around the pool with drinks in it. So you just swim over and grab it and just float it over to you. It'll just float right over to you, man. You wait long enough, it'll float over there. Removes for extra foot room, floats by itself, sturdy 16-gauge vinyl with reinforced seams, safety valves, and rings to the rope. All this stuff they put in here because it's very important to a lot of people who know what they're doing and know what they're buying. This crap doesn't mean a thing to me. It's a floating wet bar. You got it. So it'll float its way to the kids so they can have a drink, too. That's true. So I fall asleep, and all of a sudden, there goes that whiskey sour right on over to Catherine and her friends. Well, hell, she's worried about her weight. Can you believe an 8-year-old kid saying that? That made me angry. That made me angry because I heard one of her little friends, she said to me, well, you know, Kelly says I'm fat. I said, what? Well, she says that I'm fat. You're 8. You shouldn't think about that. That an 8-year-old girl in this culture worries about her weight, somebody needs to be shot. I'm not saying I know who it is. Just for that statement alone, that a little girl 8, who living in America, with all this anorexia stuff that we're talking about and the bulimia here, but then, of course, let's not forget, Jennifer Lopez is a big fat ass, so let's make fun of her. Is that Jennifer on the cover? Who is that? Who's the other one that looks pretty good in that tight? That Mariah Carey looks phenomenal. Oh, that's Jenny McCarthy? What'd she do to her hair? It's dark all of a sudden. Are you telling me the drapes are matching the mats? So anyway, this guy, what's his name? I say guy, with all due respect. Jennifer Lopez. Suddenly, all of, you know, she's too fat. See, on the one hand, it's anorexia. On the other hand, let's make fun of Mariah Carey with her big fat rear end. All this talk about anorexia, but Jenny McCarthy, she makes the cover, and what is she? She's pushing 190 now, isn't she? She's very pretty. Not really pretty. She's okay. She's got the silicone, and good for her. What is she? She's about a buck what, Mike? Jenny McCarthy. She's a buck 10? Well, what the point being that this conversation about fat has got to end. For an 8-year-old girl in America, a little girl to say, I'm too fat in this country, somebody ought to be dragged out and beaten with a pipe. I don't know whether it's the assholes that are telling you all about how Mariah Carey's ass is too big, whether it's the people who are joking, making those fat jokes about Anna Nicole Smith, but on the other hand, let's not be anorexic with all of their knitted brows and they're wringing their hands about all of the poor, the bulimic children, blah, 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 and all of that hopscotch, claptrap, bull crap. And then you got this little girl, 8, saying, I'm too fat. So I think I got to... You think Richard Simmons is a guy that we ought to start with, and then we'll work our way over to Jack LaLanne's Almost Dead. Forget him. We'll think of somebody. Phil Hendry Show.